Our morning conversation this morning focuses on the city of Carbondale and its areas and Keep Carbondale Beautiful. Keep Carbondale Beautiful's executive director, Sarah Hyers, in studio with us this morning. Sarah, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Thank you, Jennifer, for letting me in.
I know that you've been very busy, lots of events going on over the last week or so. Yesterday was the garden tour, and I understand people were able to dodge some raindrops and get through with that.
It was really a successful event. We didn't get as many people as we would have had it not had a thunderstorm at the beginning of it, but we got over 30 people come out, and they were all impressed with the gardens that they saw. We had 4 homeowners open their back gardens or front gardens to the public, and they were able to talk about the gardens. So everyone came away with lots of good ideas for their own gardens or just come away with an impressive vision of gardens.
You know, it fits with your mission as well, and we should probably let people know a little bit more about Keep Carbondale Beautiful as we kind of get started talking this morning. People may not be aware of your organization. Can you tell me a little bit about it and how people can be better informed and more involved?
Yeah, we have our mission. It has about 3 or 4 categories. The first is litter control. The second is waste reduction, trying to keep things out of the landfill. And when I go around this morning, I put my garbage out and my recycling out, and I always notice who else is putting out what kinds of garbage. And sometimes I see cans, and they're full of cardboard and plastic, and I think, oh, I want to go and knock on their door and say, excuse me, can I help you sort your garbage? In fact, something in about an hour, I'm going to meet my intern, and we're going to go, and there are some trash cans around town that we keep track of, and we're going to sort some garbage. And we do recycling for the Hickory Lodge for the Park District. So waste reduction, keeping stuff out of the landfill, and beautification is a big one. We have our Bright Spot Award, and with this garden tour, it's sort of like we'd be looking for other incredible gardens that are sort of hidden away, hidden gems in Carbondale. And then the fourth thing that we do is education. So that sort of covers the other 3, but we go into all the schools and talk to children. I'd like to get into middle school and high school one of these days, but that's a harder audience to reach.
You talk to some of the younger children when you talk about education. It's very easy to get them involved in don't litter and pick up trash and things like that. What happens with that disconnect then between elementary school into young adulthood?
We're so influenced by our peers, I don't know, home environment, and then seeing society around us. And the society, it seems, cares less and less about community. So we need to keep Carbondale Beautiful, has to also look again at how we can help people connect with their community. Garden tour was one way to do that. Last week's pedal up to clean up was another way to connect bicyclists with other people who are picking up litter, homeowners, everybody in the community.
Lots of different ways for you to get involved and know more about what Keep Carbondale Beautiful is all about. You can go to www.keepcb, that's KEEPCB.org, or you can call Sarah at 618-525-5525. Now, one of the big initiatives that you're gearing up and doing right now is a special litter campaign. It's targeted at those cigarette butts, and that's got to be quite a project because there are millions of them, it seems.
1 out of every 3 items of litter is a cigarette butt. There's a mentality that says that doesn't count. It's not litter. And even when I pick up litter, I often skip the cigarette butts because there's just so many of them and they're so little. But it really is a problem. They're toxic. They pollute the environment. They kill plants and animals. So I've had an opportunity to apply for this grant for a couple of years, talk to the people at Keep America Beautiful last year, but I just didn't feel like we were ready for it. And then this year, the state of Illinois changed the law, so there was a lot of press about cigarettes being litter also. So I thought, this is the opportunity. So we applied for the grant. We got it. It's to get ash receptacles. With the money, we can buy ash receptacles to put them in our focus area. And the target area is the northern half of the strip from Illinois Avenue, from College up to Main Street. That's our focus area. We have gone to almost every store or bar or restaurant along the strip and ask them if they want ash receptacles. We've got some places, public places, where we're going to try to put them up. And then in addition to putting up ash receptacles, we've got a bunch of personal ashtrays and ashtrays that can go in cars, and we're just going to give those away for free. We're going to give them to the bartenders, and we're making up coasters that say, "Do you smoke? Ask the, before you go outside to light up, ask the bartender for a personal ashtray." And we've already done our first litter scan, counting every single cigarette butt over a specific area, and we're going to go back and do another one and see if we've made a difference.
How much do you think is this about awareness and changing behavior? As you said, there is a new law that went into effect almost, well, about 6 months ago, mm-hmm. that, you know, you could get a pretty hefty fine if you're caught pitching a butt out of your window as you're driving along. Do you think that that's changing behavior at all?
Not yet. I don't. There will have to be some more stops made. We're going to make... Another part of the campaign is education. We're going to change the city's ordinance to be similar to the state's, to say that specify that cigarette butts and cigar tips are also litter. Cigar tips, it really blows me away because those are totally plastic. The cigarette butt, you can think, well, that's just a cotton ball wrapped in paper, but it's not. There's plastic and there's other stuff in there that it makes it takes, I read somewhere, 15 years to biodegrade. So if it does at all. So education is an important component, and in addition to the coasters, we will have flyers that we're going to put up in different places and letters to the editor and this media campaign to make people aware. We've got some great PSAs that have been put out nationally that we can use locally.
Sure. How important is it for people to get involved just as on a community basis in something like this?
Personal ashtrays are really popular. Every time I show somebody one, they say, "Oh, that is so cool. Can I have one of those?" Passersby see it and say, "I would like one of those." So we're hoping to raise awareness that way. There's a cigarette smoking culture that says, "Flick the butt when you're done," and that's what we have to change. And that's going to be person to person, so we do need to get people involved because it's got to be one-to-one informing each other about that this is not okay anymore.
Will you have cleanup days as a part of this where people go out and you're specifically targeting the butts?
We do the litter scan. When we count them, I don't bother just counting them. We have to pick them up because you don't want to count it twice anyway. So anybody who wants to help with that can come. Anybody who wants more information can call me.
Sure. And of course, you can get more information on this and all the other programs that Keep Carbondale Beautiful is involved with. Go to keepcb.org or you can call 618-525-5525. Sarah Heyer is Executive Director of Keep Carbondale Beautiful. Sarah, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Jennifer.